KDW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Dave Packer. The eye of Hurricane Idalia has crossed the Florida shoreline. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Tampa.
Landfall came at 7:45 a.m. at Keaton Beach in the Big Bend region of Florida. The maximum sustained winds were 125 miles per hour, making this a high-end Category 3 hurricane. And it's not expected to lose much power as it continues to move through the panhandle and into Georgia. Once the wind and rain die down, crews will head into the landfall zone to look for any storm victims. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Tampa.
The storm losing a bit of punch, now down to a Category 2 hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have 8 urban search and rescue teams staged, ready to go. 33 ambulance strike teams, 5,500 National Guardsmen. We also have the Coast Guard on standby, should that be necessary.
And there are widespread power outages, over 232,000 of them, most in the area where Idalia came ashore. This is ABC News. Millions of Americans who do not get overtime pay may soon be able to. The Biden administration is proposing a new rule that would make over 3.5 million more white-collar workers eligible for OT. Despite the actors' strike, some of Hollywood's biggest stars will be out at one of the world's biggest film festivals.
Two Hollywood strikes can't stop one of the most prestigious film festivals in the world. The Venice International Film Festival opens tonight, and artistic director Alberto Barbera says you'll see some famous faces.
A lot of talents and stars have already confirmed that we'll be here to support the film, so the impact of the strike will be quite limited on the festival.
Among the names expected, Adam Driver, the title star of Michael Mann's Ferrari, because the film reportedly got a waiver from SAG-AFTRA for its stars to be able to do promotion. But other films will be noticeably short on star power. Bradley Cooper will not be in attendance for Maestro, which he directed and stars in because of the actor's strike. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Appleton police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing child. 3-year-old Charlie Peoples was last seen with her grandmother, who was driving a 2002 Jeep Grand Cherokee, license plate 700YPJ. Charlie weighs around 46 pounds and is about 29 inches or 2.5 feet tall. Authorities say the criteria has not been met for an Amber Alert, but anyone who might have information about Charlie should contact the Appleton police. The Green Bay man known as Uncle Fester is back in custody. 65-year-old Stephen Priestler was charged with 8 drug-related offenses after police raided his home July 14th. After being released on bond just 12 days ago, authorities are adding 2 new charges. Priestler, the man who has authored multiple books on how to make ricin and meth, is being charged with possession of methamphetamine and bail jumping.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love putting smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Special guest on the line, two guests, as a matter of fact. As always, it's Wednesday. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is in the wings. And Maggie Dawn, the Dawn of Resistance, with a special call this morning. Steve from Cut AA ain't going, hey, Maggie, you wanted to say.
Hey, great. To hear your voice, Earl, been listening, even though I can't be there so much anymore. First of all, the prices of things are driven by many, many different factors. It should always be asked, who is receiving the bulk of the profits? And generally speaking, if you look to the auto industry, that's a completely different model than childcare is. If you think about the childcare businesses that you see, they're all local. They're right. Small businesses, which means oftentimes there's a lot of overhead that they're trying to pay. What's also driving the price of childcare up is just extraordinary demand that is outstripping the supply. When that happens, prices go up. It's basic microeconomics. If you turn to the auto industry, completely different model. It's not a service business. You're producing a good, which means that all of the units of input, including labor, that are required to produce that one good will drive the price. And what do we know through COVID and all of the economic disruptions is that since almost every single new car is now basically an electronic product, right? And we've got all these different chips that are required, right, which require mining these precious metals, and all of those supply chains have gotten screwed up. Yes, is labor expensive when you need highly skilled labor, when you've automated labor out of the production lines to the extent that you can? Yeah, that's going to be, those are skilled workers. But the question should always be, who's reaping the greatest profit? Does it seem to you, our friend that called before, that childcare business owners are somehow the robber barons of the 21st century? I don't think so. But does it seem very possible that the owners and shareholders of large auto manufacturers and, you know, people like Elon Musk might be making out like bandits here? Yes, you have to look at these industries and not simply revert back to whatever the partisan taught. It's unions. Well, yes, labor can be expensive when you need skilled labor. And is it such a problem that labor is asking to be paid a fair wage relative to the profits that are inuring to shareholders and business owners? These are much more complicated questions that partisan politics would suggest. Thanks for letting me, Maggie, get that off my chest.
I appreciate it as always. We'll talk soon. That's the Dawn of Resistance. She can be heard here at 6 o'clock. you know, at 5:40 a.m. WAUK. Let's go to Steve from Cudahy quickly, Dr. Craig, before we come to you. Hey, Steve, thank you for the call. You say what?
Hello, good morning. You guys are awesome. I'll take it one step further with Maggie. Study after study after study after study at nauseam, they show union jobs. Skilled labor is not cheap. Cheap labor is not skilled. They show that a union, well-paying job has less accidents, absentees, tardiness. Why? Because you're paying a good, livable wage. And at the end of the result of the days you're working, you have a nest egg of benefits, insurance, and all that. Just take a case with Ken in Surgeon Bay that called, was so misinformed, so shooting at the hip, simpleton. Just look at the market interchange. I read that it was about $100 million less under budget. Why? Because 99.999% of the workers there were union. That's fact number one. Fact number two is, of all the industrialized countries in the world, the United States has the lowest union membership. I think it hovers around 13%. So when these right-wingers complain about union, what do they want? this country is so anti-labor, anti-consumer, that it's getting to be Saudi Arabia, where the top have everything, and everybody else gnaws on a bone and be grateful, and they're the first to complain. And what kills me is the Republicans turn these guys and people, women, whatever, around, and they concentrate on wedge issues, and it's economics first and foremost. And at the end of the day, the minute they leave their apartment or house, the minute they get back, they're supported by union activity.
Steve, I wish I had more time, man. I don't know if you know it. I'm a union guy. Monday, I spent 34 years in the union. Monday, I'm going to be doing, Calvin and I are going to be doing a live union show from 9 to noon on these airwaves. So, man, by all means, call in. Let everybody know I'm going to be at Labor Fest in Milwaukee, and I'm going to be around a bunch of my brethren, union people like you. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, Dr. Craig, man, thank you for being patient.
It's quite okay. Those were two great contributions, both what Maggie laid out and then what the caller laid out.
So
happy to respond to those if you want, or we can switch topics. So you're the host.
Yeah, we are, but I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be at Labor Fest live from 9 a.m. to noon on Labor Day. Your reception. You got to get a better connection.
Do you want me to call back, General?
Yeah. Call back, Dr. Craig. Yeah, call back. I'll tell you something. You know, at the root of all of these discussions, again, you know, the fact that they are going to interrupt, the care. Dr. Craig is back.
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, you're still. I don't know what it is, man.
Calvin,
why don't you work with him? Calvin, why don't you work with him? Let me know when you got him. You know, the fact that we are at a point where, again, people want to support, everybody other than people, and the fact that they want to do away with helping people who are at the lowest rung of the society has constantly been a thorn in my side, and I'm going to keep fighting every opportunity I get for those people. Dr. Craig, we got you.
Yeah, is that any better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
I'm not at home, so it's not my normal place, but I can hear everything fine. So
yeah, okay, we can hear you. Let's go with that, Dr. Craig. Let's what in the world is going on again with Robin Voss in the state Supreme Court and others talking about, you know, impeaching Janet Protasiewicz, Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. It's more than talk now, Dr. Craig. It looks like there's something that they're going to start constructing.
Well, we've talked about this, Earl, a number of times.
I know, but it's...
danger.
It didn't go away.
The danger of the modern Republican Party that we need to get through every skull that's a leader in the Democratic Party and all of us who are involved, everyone who wants to preserve democracy, is that the current MAGA party will stop at nothing, will use every single ounce of its power. That's why I've been critical of, say, Governor Evers not doing so himself, leaving power on the table. So they have this veto power, I mean, this impeachment power, right? They don't have veto power, fortunately, and they're going to try to use it. And so they've concocted, just like we may have an impeachment of Joe Biden in the House with no evidence connecting to anything his son is accused of, none that's in public. And so, in fact, exculpatory evidence in public so far. So this is their last hope, right? They have set in these completely undemocratic maps that guarantee them a supermajority in the legislature. They think that's fine. Anyone that believes in democracy wouldn't even do that, even if they had the power to do it. And they set these in after the 2010 election. So one election is determined, 12 years so far of Wisconsin public policy. And now that there's an actual Supreme Court that may find that unconstitutional, they want to use their power to impeach the swing justice, Janet Protasiewicz. And they may have the votes to do it because they have 2/3 in the Senate if they get every single Republican. There's some hope there may be a couple who aren't willing to go along. And then they certainly have enough in the Assembly where they can do it with a majority vote. And they have an unfair, illegitimate supermajority set up by their maps. So this is a serious threat. It's a threat to the constitutional order, actually. It's not an armed insurrection, not a violent insurrection like January 6th, but it is an attempt to overthrow the norms of our democratic government by using the impeachment power in a way that was never intended. There is nothing in the Constitution, Earl, that says that Supreme Court justices have to campaign in a certain way and can't say certain things. And candidates have been signaling forever, because these have been clearly partisan races, exactly which party they're from. And they signal in all sorts of ways. So her saying that she thinks these maps are rigged, that's actually aided democracy because she told people where she was, what she was doing. We've had a series of U.S. Supreme Court justices, Earl, that have gotten in by misleading the public by claiming they couldn't comment on future cases, like on abortion. We saw that, where these right-wing appointees dodged and weaved, and we knew damn well what they were going to do.
So Dr. Craig, hold the thought.
This is a real threat.
Hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. We're going to come right back where you were, because nothing more important than that right now. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have 2 kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 69. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 48 tonight, clear skies and quiet. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow, highs level off around 75. Mainly clear skies, quiet and dry. Friday, clouds on the increase by Saturday. Low 80s, Friday, upper 80s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. That means my guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, Robin Voss raised the possibility earlier this month, adding that he does not take the issue lightly, talking about the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Since then, behind the scenes, battles among justices and court employees have escalated, with the court's conservative chief justice accusing its new liberal majority of pulling off an unprecedented coup. Asked about the court during a Tuesday news conference in Oak Creek, Voss told reporters he respects the judiciary independence as a co-equal branch of government, and said most of this of the dispute appears to be an internal struggle over how the court should operate. So how can he say one thing, Dr. Craig, and then behind the scenes be in preparation to do something else?
Well, he's a little bit of a different brand in that he's not flat out MAGA Trump. There's this lane of the Republicans that are also subversive of democracy, but have some limits on what they'll do. They won't just overturn an election afterwards. That's what Trump was asking Voss to do directly. And so he's trying to signal somehow that he's reasonable, that he's constitutional Republican, when he's really not. It just, he just wants to work within certain more acceptable norms. In a way, the bosses of the world are more dangerous because right. they could, that could, that, and Trump just goes too far, and that's his main liability, even though his willingness to go so far, of course, stretches the norms. So I think we have to understand this strategically in terms of power. They will, if they can, use all the power they possibly have, whether it's legitimate or not. And I think that with Voss, he had done, they do have this impeachment power. So this is not like telling Mike Pence to return all of the duly elected electors from the states in the United States, in the swing states like Wisconsin. But nonetheless, this it's never been used in this fashion. It's brazenly political. They will do it if they can get away with it, i.e. if they have every single senator on the Republican caucus on board, and they're trying to create that opinion within their own party. Now, we have no
no power that can check them in government right now. That is to say, because I don't know of, unless maybe a good constitutional lawyer can call it and say there's some cause of action with the federal courts. I don't know that there is, or we can even trust the Trump-packed federal judiciary. But assuming there isn't, we can't stop them in the legislature. They have an illegitimate, through rigged maps, as Justice Protasiewicz rightly said, illegitimate supermajority, and the governor has no role in impeachments. So the only thing that can stop this is public opinion. That is the last power left. So our side needs to make this obvious that this is political and this is an outrageous power grab and that it does violate the separation of powers. That's why Voss here is claiming he respects the separation and going to claim the impeachment is separate from that, Earl. So this is all part of the strategy. And my question to you is, do you see the kind of communications from the Democratic side,
no,
from everyone who's on the side
absolutely
of democracy,
not,
that would, that's what has to happen, because that will make senators pause, the remaining somewhat moderates, people like Senator Cowles in the Appleton area, who's been there a long time and has been a much more of a mainline, reasonable Republican. And then that is the thing that would, even if they can do it, bring them out of office if we get fair maps by having a huge upsurge of public opinion against them in legislative races and in the presidential race. So it's about public opinion is the only power left we have to appeal to. And I agree with you, Earl. I was hoping you might have seen something. Where is our strategy to foment that public reaction and understanding of exactly what they're up to?
So, Dr. Craig, once they cross this line, once the Republicans cross this line, there is no turning back. There can never be ever again any trust at all. And I don't know how the state ever recovers if they go this far, Dr. Craig.
And it's happening right now with Biden with the impeachment. They won't actually be able to impeach Biden because of the Democratic Senate, but they may well be able to impeach him in the House. They're currently struggling because they have to bring along a few Republicans that are in districts that were won by President Biden, in other words, in frontline districts, as we now call it. And so, but the MAGA wing and the majority of that caucus wants to go impeach him for nothing. So impeachment now is simply a political thing you use against your opponents. It's very much like authoritarianism, where you put your opponents in jail, whether they did anything or not. You make it up, right? Remember the adage of dictators that came from a lot of authoritarian countries is, I've forgotten which one, it is, for my friends everything, for my enemies the law.
Dr. Craig, hold a thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The eye of Hurricane Idalia has crossed the Florida shoreline. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Tampa.
Landfall came at 7:45 a.m. at Keaton Beach in the Big Bend region of Florida. The maximum sustained winds were 125 miles per hour, making this a high-end Category 3 hurricane. and it's not expected to lose much power as it continues to move through the panhandle and into Georgia. Once the wind and rain die down, crews will head into the landfall zone to look for any storm victims. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Tampa.
The storm losing a bit of punch, now down to a Category 2 hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have 8 urban search and rescue teams staged, ready to go, 33 ambulance strike teams, 5,500 National Guardsmen. We also have the Coast Guard on standby should that be necessary.
And there are widespread power outages, over 232,000 of them, most in the area where Idalia came ashore. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A toddler who went missing from a Green Lake campsite is safe. Green Lake County Sheriff's got a call around 2:30 Tuesday morning about the missing child. They used a canine unit and a drone, which used infrared to help them locate the little one, who was found sleeping on a sidewalk 250 yards from the campsite. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for your help. They are investigating the death of 4 birds, all protected species, who were shot and killed in Shawano County. DNR officials say 3 of the birds were juvenile trumpeter swans. They were found Sunday in the Navarino Wildlife Area. Monday, they found a blue heron also shot and killed. DNR Warden Clark Delzer says after being endangered, trumpeter swans had finally reached a healthy population in the state. Officials say if you have any information, please call the DNR tip line at 800-847-9367. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means my guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Before we get off of this subject, Dr. Craig, you know, you said something before we went to break about the fact that, you know, they may try to impeach Joe Biden. and they can't remove him. But the difference is they can remove Justice Protasiewicz. And let me ask you something. I don't think that the state will ever recover if they are willing to go that far and if they're willing to do this. What would they do then? Would there be another election?
If she's removed from office, that's a good question. I haven't looked at the Constitution. I had thought, actually, that the governor can appoint a replacement, but I don't know how quickly that happens, right? And
right.
whether or not that could derail, say, the redistricting case.
Yeah,
maybe
I think I think Dr. Craig, I think that is the case. And what they're looking to do is delay as long as they possibly can. What is it, in another year or two? Another justice is up for election, and that their hopes is
right.
that they can stall this thing out as long as they can?
Well, you have to, for the gerrymandering case,
yes.
the rigging of the maps, you have to decide it by the end of March in order to make the filing deadlines. And so that's what the lawsuit by Law Forward calls for. So if you can disrupt that and prevent Protasiewicz from voting, or even better, actually coerce her into recusing herself, then that would work just as well.
Which is not going to happen. I know the justice, and that is not going to happen.
Well, public opinion would be helpful here in terms of actually educating it making it understand the stakes right now, because public opinion does affect these things. If they
right.
were able to create the opposite impression, there's even more pressure on her to do so. But perhaps they could impeach her so that she's removed before the case is decided. This is on a very tight deadline, and the governor can't get someone in place quickly enough, and therefore they have their rig maps for another 2 years. If they can get her to recuse by some fashion, then they have them even longer. And the difference is, you know, House of Representatives is the national level is such a close balance. The gerrymandering in some states is absolutely impacting it. There could be a Democratic majority without it, but it's not as severe as Wisconsin state legislature. The U.S. Senate, the only Democratic body we're talking about here, that one, you can't gerrymander because every state gets two senators, even though that, you know, where those states are and their populations is such that gives the Republicans a natural advantage, they still lost the U.S. Senate. And so in Wisconsin, we have no natural Democratic check. We have a complete supermajority. You wouldn't have this situation if we had fair maps. You would never have a Democratic-leaning majority on the Supreme Court, and then massive Republican majorities with impeachment powers all on their own in one party in the legislature, because elections wouldn't produce that result naturally.
So, Dr. Craig, let's quickly switch to this. I saw early this morning, and I put it down as a subject I wanted to talk about, and I heard it mentioned in our news blip. Canada warns LGBTQ and citizens about visiting the U.S. in travel advisory update. I mean, listen to this. Canada has warned LGBT citizens traveling to the U.S. that they may face discrimination if they visit some states. A travel advisory issued by Global Affairs Canada on Tuesday morning said some states have enacted laws and policies that may affect 2SLBGTQ and 2Spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, questioning, intersex, and more persons. The advisory did not specify, but what they're saying is there are inherent dangers that these people are going to face or could face in the United States of America, Dr. Craig. Supposedly the bastion of freedom, and supposedly a nation that touts a tolerance and acceptance of all. I don't know if people know how far we've fallen, Dr. Craig. And you keep seeing more and more of this taking place in this country. And people seem to think it's okay because it's them. It's us against them. What is this, Dr. Craig?
I mean, for you and me, and I'm a gay man, it's a real warning sign. And for anyone who cares about liberty and freedom, it may not matter to the MAGA wing that, and the people who fund all of this, fund this modern Republican Party, the big corporate leaders and billionaires behind them who are really the ones who benefit from their policy. It's divide and conquer, build up hatred and fear, but this is the consequence. It's dangerous for folks. So Canada, which unfortunately, Earl, is the healthiest democracy in North America by far, right? In other words, no, Fox News, which attacked Canada and helped foment that weird kind of trucker action against public health, restrictions during COVID-19, they tried to convince them Canada is some weird authoritarian place. It's not. Then they're a close ally. It's not exactly in their interest to be saying this about the United States.
Correct.
Now, where it could matter, and maybe this could begin to matter, one of the things that motivated some folks to come on board on undermining Jim Crow and direct explicit discrimination, the Brown versus Board of Education opinion, there's really good scholarship on this from a lot of really excellent black scholars, was that we made us look bad in the Cold War, that Russia was pointing out that we were authoritarian state in the South and the way we treated black people. And so that was one of the motivations. So perhaps if this starts affecting the reputation of the United States, which it certainly is, and it's understood more broadly, that could be a motivation for curbing this kind of discrimination. But right now, you have people like Governor DeSantis who are running on hatred of gay people, right? LGBTQ plus community. And they're fomenting that deliberately. And you hear the things they say on Fox News about trans people or right-wing Republican elected officials say, it's truly scary.
American citizens, Dr. Craig, I mind you, this year alone, 22 U.S. states have passed over 100 bills limiting or banning LGBTQ rights, according to NBC News. Many of those bills target trans rights, including restricting access to gender-affirming health care or drag shows or other things. You know, my thing is, the American Civil Liberties Union is tracking 495 anti-gay bills in 2023 legislation. It states that 83 of those bills have passed into law and 216 have been defeated. Dr. Craig, this is the United States of America, right? That touts what separates us from many other nations. Let me do this. Let me go to CJ quickly. CJ, your thoughts, man.
Thank God for Republicans standing up for women and girls. We found out, I'd like to ask Dr. Craig, I don't care if you're gay. God bless you, sir. But the question I have for you, do you think biological XY chromosome men should be competing against women?
You understand the issue with that. That is a framing of it, right? It's the way we talked about interracial marriage 50, 60 years ago, and for over 100 years ago. It's designed to create this emotion of disgust, which overrides any view we have of the Constitution and rights. What would have to happen if we were being reasonable about this is we'd have to say that trans women or trans men were overturning the competitive balance in a sport, and therefore we need to figure something out. You know what? That's never offered. Instead, this is just a bathroom disgust kind of triggering. And so CJ has presented it as a rational question. It's not unless you show there's a problem, and no one has showed there's a problem with the competitive balance in women's sports at the high school or college level at all, because there isn't one.
So Dr. Craig, I would say this to CJ, but bring him back on, Calvin, because here's what I would say. Whatever that issue is, should not rise to the position that people's lives are being threatened. That's the insanity of this, that people are afraid to move around because CJ and others want to focus on whether or not a transgender person should be competing with a girl in athletics. That's minor compared to the threats to people's safety and their lives. CJ?
I believe people should be safe, but
they're
also
not.
Those girls that were forced to
did you just
Sun Prairie.
So CJ, when you guys pick out one instance, when you pick out one instance and dismiss the threats to people's lives, come on, man, that's the problem. You wanna accentuate this one issue and dismiss the fact that there are Americans who are making threats to other people's lives based on that. CJ.
What can I answer, Earl? I don't think anybody should be threatened, but girls should not be forced to shower with a biological male
like
they did in Sun Prairie.
CJ, I get that. I'm saying yes to that, okay? I'm agreeing with that. But none of that rises to the level of the hatred that has been expressed and is happening in this nation to be quite frank with you, from the Republican Party towards other American citizens. CJ.
Bless those 22 states that said no. We're not going to allow this crap. And the Don't Say Gay bill never said don't say gay. They didn't want kindergarten to third grade be taught stuff that the parents didn't agree to. Parents have rights too, Earl.
Hey,
and
hey,
you're running over them.
Hey, CJ, I'm a parent. Dr. Craig, you go ahead.
Yeah, they extended that Florida bill K to 12. It's not only up to third grade now, and that's none of the motivation. There's an attempted fig leaf that makes it a real problem, but it's really, Earl, as you pointed out very well, designed to create hatred and disgust and division for political purposes and for economic purposes. In other words, to make sure that all the major gains of economic growth in our country go to the top 0.11%, billionaires and the top corporate people, period.
Dr. Craig, we got to go to break. Hold the thought, Dr. Craig. We'll be right back.
That Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 69. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 48 tonight, clear skies and quiet. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow, highs level off around 75. Mainly clear skies, quiet and dry. Friday, clouds on the increase by Saturday. Low 80s, Friday, upper 80s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Let me say this before we go back to Dr. Craig. You know, Dr. Craig, what is an American? Who determines what an American is? And nobody in this nation has a right to say that they are going to determine who we are. Americans are made up of everybody, people from all over the world. We are a rainbow of people. The problem with what is taking place here is, and that's why the history of the nation is so important, because there was a time in the history of this nation when people were able to determine based on color who had more value in this society. And we're at that point again, where there are some who are determining based on what they say an American is, as if they have some supreme right to determine who we are. And that's the danger, Dr. Craig, of this time. And that is what Canada is talking about. And so when you hear foolhardy conversations that are being made, like the ones CJ, again, who's echoing what he's hearing in this group of people who want to, again, determine who Americans are, and as if they have a right to determine who that is. Dr. Craig.
Yeah, Earl, very well put. And I know you reach a whole lot of radio stations across the state and a lot of people who may not yet agree with us, but they're listening. So at least they're open, right?
Right.
And so let me frame, just put this in a way that causes people who aren't yet on our side just to ponder and think about it. The way hatred starts and then potential hate crimes, genocide, is some plausible thing you can offer, seemingly plausible, right? It's what happened in Rwanda, which led to a genocide, right? Between two ethnic groups, between the Tutsis and the Hutus. It is what happened in the Jim Crow South, where it seemed there was a plausibility, at least to the audience, to say, well, there's this danger to white women, right? And we need to, like, be very careful now that we've ended slavery. And then what happened was, and there are going to be some things that happen that are crimes. They do not reflect upon any whole race of people, right? And so then that was always used, often concocted, whenever black people were considered to have transgressed and gotten out of line as far as the color code. And that's what the lynchings were about, okay? So when CJ starts right, with this idea, oh, there are girls who have to, like, take showers with men. And all, and by the way, most of those cases, once you dig into them, are concocted, right? Then that leads to the emotions that lead to, denying people their fundamental rights. I mean, and threatening them and potentially killing them. And that's why the Canadian warning about, right, about traveling in the United States when the LGBTQ plus came out. And so Dred Scott, Earl, to get back to your point, said that black people do not have any rights that white people are bound to respect and that they are not citizens. And the post-Civil War constitutional amendments constitutionally made that very clear, that not only is everyone who is, you know, every black person and white person a citizen that is here already, but that you're a citizen if you're born here, birthright citizenship,
yes,
another target of the right now. So what I want you all to think about is the slippery slope here in the steps. There were ads run against Janet Protasiewicz. One can find these online, claiming somehow she was part of some sort of high school's forced conversion of a girl into a boy. In other words, a trans situation that was totally made up and was not connected at all to Janet Protasiewicz in any way, shape, or form. And so that's just like the case that's laid out when you see one of those, when you used to see one of those lynchings. For nearly 100 years, we had lynchings. We didn't ban lynching until quite recently, as you know, Earl. It wasn't,
yes,
even bannable in American politics.
Let's do this, Dr. Craig. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas quickly. Tom, good morning. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Quickly, one of the things that we're not bringing up is that there is such a tiny, tiny percentage of people like that in the whole country. And yet we're passing hundreds and hundreds of laws for 0.1%
yes,
of the population. And the other thing is, this all really started from the ALEC people, who this was talked about a couple years ago, that this is where we need to start focusing on. And all the Republicans jumped on it. And next thing you know, this is a huge deal for such a tiny percentage. They cannot focus on anything that really, really affects us. It's only, oh, these gays and lesbians, and like CJ, oh, showering with, you know, it is such, or let's just say the litter boxes. Remember the litter boxes from like a year ago?
Yeah.
Which in Texas, there was a litter, that was proven to be completely false.
Hey, hey Tom, I wish I had more time, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from LA, quickly, man, we only had a minute.
Yeah, Earl, I find it very, very interesting that when you talked about a different topic, how CJ didn't call in when it had to do with working people and when it had to do with the average person. But when it came up with either LGBTQ plus area, all of a sudden he called. He got on the phone right away and called.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, we've got to get beyond this, right? We got to keep talking about it, right?
Well put by both your callers. It's not some major problem. It's been concocted for political purposes to sow division, and it's so valuable to them. The second caller is right. That's when our show's regular right-wing caller, CJ, calls in, because that's something he wants to talk about. He does not want to talk about working people.
Hey, Dr. Craig, it's always great, my friend. Always great talking to you. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Earl.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different.
brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the News. Civic Media.